You're listening to the Chapter a Day Audio Bible. I'm John Stonge, and today we're in Psalms 146 and 147, and we'll be reading from the New Living Translation. Psalm 146. Praise the Lord. Let all that I am praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God with my dying breath. Don't put your confidence in powerful people. There is no help for you there. When they breathe their last, they return to the earth, and all their plans die with them. But joyful are those who have the God of Israel as their helper, whose hope is in the Lord their God. He made heaven and earth, the sea and everything in them. He keeps every promise forever. He gives justice to the oppressed and food to the hungry. The Lord frees the prisoners. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are weighed down. The Lord loves the godly. The Lord protects the foreigners among us. He cares for the orphans and widows, but he frustrates the plans of the wicked. The Lord will reign forever. He will be your God, O Jerusalem, throughout the generations. Praise the Lord. Psalm 147. Praise the Lord. How good to sing praises to our God. How delightful and how fitting. The Lord is rebuilding Jerusalem and bringing the exiles back to Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and bandages their wounds. He counts the stars and calls them all by name. How great is our Lord! His power is absolute. His understanding is beyond comprehension. The Lord supports the humble, but he brings the wicked down into the dust. Sing out your thanks to the Lord. Sing praises to our God with a harp. He covers the heavens with clouds, provides rain for the earth, and makes the grass grow in mountain pastures. He gives food to the wild animals and feeds the young ravens when they cry. He takes no pleasure in the strength of a horse or in human might. No, the Lord's delight is in those who fear him, those who put their hope in his unfailing love. Glorify the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion. For he has strengthened the bars of your gates and blessed your children within your walls. He sends peace across your nation and satisfies your hunger with the finest wheat. He sends his orders to the world. How swiftly his word flies. He sends the snow like white wool. He scatters frost upon the ground like ashes. He hurls the hail like stones. Who can stand against his freezing cold? Then, at his command, it all melts. He sends his winds, and the ice thaws. He has revealed his words to Jacob, his decrees and regulations to Israel. He has not done this for any other nation. They do not know his regulations. Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for the privilege to be able to look at it together today. And we thank you, Lord, for making your word clear to us, for revealing it to us, and for teaching us all that we need to know for life and godliness. Lord, we know that your word points us toward your Son, Jesus Christ, in whom we find salvation, in whom we find hope, in whom we find the help that we need and redemption for our souls. So, Lord, we're grateful for these gifts, and we're grateful for these blessings, and we're grateful, Lord, that you're with us each and every day, that we have the privilege to walk with you by faith, and that we can trust in you in all matters and in all things. Thank you, Lord, for the control and oversight you have over your creation, and for the fact that you look after us, and you look after all that you have created. And, Lord, we just commit ourselves to you today, and we thank you for your love, and thank you for your presence with us. We commit our day to your care and pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. If you're looking to be part of a community of Christians who are making intentional investments in their spiritual growth in a supportive group coaching environment, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of my Healthy Discipleship Community. The goal of the Healthy Discipleship Community is to utilize group discussion, coaching, training, and resources to help you become a stronger leader, spouse, parent, and disciple of Christ. To learn more, please visit HealthyDiscipleshipCommunity.com or click the link in this episode's description. Thanks again for listening, and have a great day.
Hey there, it's Nicole Eunice from the How to Study the Bible podcast, and I'd love to invite you to join us as we weekly discover a passage of God's Word together. From beginning to end, from principles to practicals, we are here to make sure that God's Word is powerful and relevant to your life. If that sounds like something you're looking for, I would love to invite you to subscribe. You can go to lifeaudio.com and search How to Study the Bible, and we'll see you there.